We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's alive! It's alive! Finally. Finally. Mego looking at me like I'm crazy. Finally, I'm here? Finally! Or I don't know how you guys feel about it. Maybe you're like, oh God, I've been dreading this day. But finally, I'm out of my house. Finally, I'm here. Jones, Mego, Arcand, present and accounted for. I think for the long-term future. And we're going to be here enjoying each other's company, enjoying your phone calls out there and reacting to some football. How do you feel about me actually being here for
once?
I'm
like, finally. Finally. I feel like we've been waiting on this for so long. We've been in limbo. I love that the Twitch chat already says, I already don't like this show, so welcome. This is Jones and Mega with Arcand.
I would have taken the under on that.
We're coming off a weekend of losses, so I feel like this is a very comfortable entry point for you.
Oh, no. It'll be good for me. Arcand, you couldn't get rid of me, obviously.
Yeah, 5 years. Finally broke away, and I find out months later that you're right back here again. So, yes, yeah, couldn't be happier back here.
So, look.
Everything we say suddenly sounds sarcastic. Like, if I say something nice about you, I feel like just being in the same room with you, it comes off sounding like I'm making fun of you and like I hate being here.
Good. That's how I want it to sound. I want it to sound not very serious. And look, a couple of things here quick. We'll talk football. I promise we'll talk football. We're not going to spend a lot of time beating around the bush on this. But I am very excited to finally be back on the air and back out of the house. I think I've done one bit of media in like 5 weeks. So all I've been doing, and Arcand should know how shocking this is, I don't watch anything. I don't watch anything on television. I don't watch Netflix. I don't watch anything. The first 2 weeks were fine. I'm like, oh, okay, a couple of weeks off. Great.
Wait,
I'll
so
watch
what do you
this.
Do?
I'll watch that. I watch sports, and I go to work, and that's it. That's all I do.
But you weren't going to work, so you just stare at the wall?
No, so I'm saying in the past, I would work at night. I wouldn't watch anything. You know, I'd avoid other human beings, and it was great. But then the first 2 weeks I'm off, it's like, okay, well, now I got to do something. I watch Wednesday, and I watch things on Netflix. Very out of character for me.
That's what you chose.
Yes, that's what I chose.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry, continue.
I also watch Kaleidoscope. But then I'm like, all right, well, I'm already sick of watching stuff. Like, what am I going to do? And then I've just been twiddling my thumbs for weeks and weeks and weeks. But I'm ready to get back to ripping teams, and I'm ready to get back to ripping players. I think you'll come to appreciate I'm an equal opportunity ripper. I'm not just going to rip your favorite team. I'll rip the other team as well. I'll rip a team that you may not like, and sooner or later you'll see the light. I'm an equal opportunity ripper. So that is how I feel about it, and that's one thing I do think you should know. I don't know if you guys read the Boston Globe, Mego or Arcand. I have bad news. The show has no chance.
Oh,
so, I saw that.
I did see that.
I saw that.
So that's going to be unfortunate. I thought that was a bit of a slap in the face before we even got going. Bit of a downer. But we're going to roll on anyway. We're going to soldier on anyway, despite what the Boston Globe may have to say. Your ways to get in touch with Jones and Mego with Arcand, 617-779-7937. Good chance I screw that number up, maybe give out my personal number. You can also text us at 37937. That's how you get in touch. Guys, AFC Championship game, NFC Championship game, championship weekend in the NFL. What was your biggest takeaway from the weekend, Mego?
I'm not just saying this because you're here. This whole playoff season, postseason, has sucked. Like, I do feel like we just got conned out of good playoffs. other than Wild Card Weekend, when you have the Jags second half comeback over the Chargers and the Bills barely topping the Dolphins, there haven't been any good games. And even yesterday, when you get a good game going in the fourth quarter with the Bengals, it's like, finally, Cincinnati's getting some momentum, and then it's the stupidest penalty in the world to end the game. And you're like, okay, how am I supposed to feel about that? And it's just, you look at the Eagles, and it is very Patriot-like. If you're thinking about the Patriots almost getting beat by Blake Bortles, they're going to have the easiest road to the Super Bowl ever. They have a bye week. They go 38-7 beat down on the Giants in the divisional round, which the divisional round was so boring. And then in the NFC Championship, you have the Niners just shuffling through their quarterbacks and handing it off for three quarters of the game because the freaking quarterback can't even throw the ball because of his injury and the other quarterback is in concussion protocol. 31-7 beat down, and now it's like, okay, I guess the Eagles are going to see a somewhat hobbled Patrick Mahomes. We have no idea what Patrick Mahomes' injury actually is or what he's on or how he's doing this out there. It's just been really disappointing to the point that I always get kind of sad this time of year because I'm like, there's only one game left, and I love basketball, and basketball is my number one, but I love football season and just the schedule of it and anticipation and the conversation around it. Now I'm like, it better be an incredible Super Bowl. Otherwise, this entire playoffs has just been so blah.
It's been a little underwhelming. Yesterday was definitely underwhelming. And you know, the Chiefs and Bengals game was great. You're not saying they shouldn't have thrown a flag at the end, right? When you
say it's
a horrible penalty.
It was a stupid penalty on the part of the Bengals. Stupid.
Totally agree with that. It's a crappy way for a team to advance. I'll admit that all day long, but it was the right call. So, no, the games yesterday were underwhelming, especially that NFC Championship game, no doubt. Arkan, your biggest takeaway?
Main thing that I took away was the Philadelphia Eagles and the way that they surrounded their young quarterback with elite talent and are now cruising to a Super Bowl. And that young quarterback, by the way, was not a Pro Bowler in his rookie year. And I was actually thinking about something that the great Ben Volen wrote over the weekend, and that was that having a quarterback performing at a high level on said quarterback's rookie contract is invaluable in today's NFL, and it really is. And Mac Jones was a pro bowler in his rookie season. And I don't think that you can really account for how much damage was done to not only the progression and maybe even overall future of this offense by setting him back with those coaches and sort of every other bad decision that got made this year. But look at what could have been. Look at what you could have had if you had just put some decent talent around him and gone out there and really made an effort to maximize this window of value when your quarterback's not making insane Patrick Mahomes-type money. Look at what you could have been. That was my main takeaway, is that you could have been the Eagles.
I just feel like Patriots fans and the city of Boston, you're really mousetrapped on this. You're very much boxed in on now what you have to face 2 weeks from now in the Super Bowl. And I know you're dealing with this dilemma, Megan. Who do you root for? Like, how do you pick a side?
Oh, come on.
In this Super Bowl? What do you mean,
it's
come on?
It's so easily the Eagles. It is. And
it's,
I
not
say
so,
that,
it's not
okay,
so easily the
listen,
Eagles.
It's
you like
for
Eagles
me.
Fans and
no,
Philadelphia sports fans?
I think I grew up for the Taliban before I rooted for the Eagles.
My
I'm not
God.
Even kidding. I hate the Eagles.
I grew up a Washington fan, so I hate Eagles fans. But
that doesn't sound like it.
I can't root for Kelce. Like, he irritates me
There's
so
much. There's a Kelce
much.
On the Eagles.
I know, but that Kelce. I can't. I think you really are trapped by both Kelces.
I think, as Gronk told us all, it's pronounced Kels, first of all. And second of all, there is you got a Kelce either way. I don't know if you've heard that. In this Super
One
Bowl.
One is worse than the other.
Why, do you find them annoying?
Yes.
Megan? Interesting, Ryan. I don't know.
Last offseason, some clown named Mike Lombardi told him that he was the least qualified head coach in the NFL.
Do we have anything else from the AFC Championship game? Do we have any more of, well, both he and Mahomes, who I didn't think was great after the game either? Do we have anything else that might be bothersome?
We're at Arrowhead now, and we're in that AFC Championship again.
It is still called Arrowhead, last time I checked, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Is this thing still called Arrowhead? What does it sound like out there?
Legendary performance tonight, Patrick. Congratulations. And Travis, we look forward to seeing you and your brother square off. We've got to get out of here, but well done, my friend.
I appreciate you. How about this beautiful trophy? Huh? Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor.
Oh?
Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You got to fight for your right, this somebody!
That's cringeworthy.
What year is it?
Well, okay, but again, that part is douchey and cringeworthy.
You know, he was trying to start a catchphrase. But you gotta fight for your right. He's like, oh, this is gonna be on. This is gonna be on.
Far be it from anybody here like Bill Belichick to do that with no days off or anything. Like, and people do that. That's what people do. But my goodness,
you gotta fight for your right to fight.
I can't defend that. That I can't defend.
I knew he was going to be up for one more of those.
That's brutal.
Calling the mayor a jabroni, though, that wasn't bad.
That was funny.
I enjoyed that.
That
you didn't
was
like
funny.
That?
I will say this. I feel like Patriot fans and Boston fans in general are just feeling like the little brother is coming up with Philly. With the Philly teams, they're looking over there like, wow, they're managing their teams actually well. And they're going back to championships. And we haven't been to one in a while. In several years. And now it's starting to not feel so good to see that these fans celebrate and have, oh, we have like the Phillies banner up and the Eagles banner on the sides of our car at the same time. And that used to be you. And it's not anymore. And it hasn't been for a couple years.
No, it hasn't been. But I do think most fans are probably at where Megan is at. Right, Arcan? You're pulling for the Chiefs. I'm going to be pulling for the Chiefs. I'm going to be pulling for Mahomes to make a push up the greatest all-time quarterback list and like, maybe making some sort of competition with Brady somewhere down the line, or at least Montana or something like that.
So you're just rooting for greatness?
No, I'm not even rooting for greatness. I'm rooting for something that pushes the Patriots on the pedestal a little bit. Like,
can somebody
make a run at them?
I kind of like the Chiefs. You know what I mean? Like, they're kind of a likable team. I like what they did. I sort of like their coach. I like those ads where he's drawing mustaches on people. Like, you know what I mean? They're just sort of have
like
a likable quality.
I'm not going
know
that
your
far.
Role and shut your mouth, but, you jabroni.
You like that ad? You
not
think
Kelce.
It's funny?
I do think that's funny. When he's drawing
Andy Reid's drawing mustaches on people on the plane,
I honestly,
and you're like, huh.
I think that's funny. Andy, I think Andy Reid's funny.
Andy Reid winning again would be good, too.
It would be nice.
Patrick Mahomes with the jazz bath, also funny.
It makes my argument that much more airtight and that much easier, and I'll make it all day long, that Bill Belichick is certainly no longer the greatest coach presently in the NFL, and I have never really felt like he's the greatest of all time. He's the most accomplished of all time. So Reid winning again, like, that'd be another nice thing there. But no, I'd like to see the Chiefs push the Patriots a little bit, which I know Patriots fans are terrified of. And I like that the Patriots are now you. The Chiefs are now you. The Chiefs are now the Patriots. They get all the calls. The country's like, I can't believe Mahomes is getting all the calls. Just like Brady used to get all the calls. They're in the game every year. You used to be in the game every year. I like that the Chiefs have now turned into you. And apparently you hate yourself. Like, apparently you look in the mirror and you hate yourself. You don't like the Chiefs. Which means deep down, you now understand how hateable the Patriots dynasty was for so long for the rest of the country. Yes, I think Patriots
They'll
fans would get
understand.
That.
They'll never understand. They'll never understand.
They should if you can't get on board with the
too
Chiefs.
Too close to it. Too close to it. I mean, look, it's even, I told you before the show, my dad called me at the beginning of the fourth quarter. And I answered it thinking, like, there's an emergency.
Right, you're like, well, who would possibly call me during a championship game unless there's something serious going on?
I'm like, hi, I'm watching football. It's the beginning of the fourth quarter. And my dad just goes, Patrick Mahomes, what a tough guy. How do you root against him? And I'm like, I don't know. Joe Burrow is on the other side. Joe Burrow, who just seems to be like a saint walking through the NFL.
Did you write any of this down?
No.
You should have jotted this down for
like. Dad, let me take notes.
Hang on, Dad. I need an opening take tomorrow at 2.
He goes, yeah.
Jones is going to be there. I need a good take. I'm writing this down. This is good.
I think the next lines were, young guy, great role model in the league.
Is your dad sneaky chat GPT? Is that what your dad is? Is your dad just a bot? Just this young guy is so easy to root for.
Great role model.
So anyway, you guys can get in touch with all your biggest takeaways, again, at 617-779-7937. I know there's a text line here. I have not had to work with a text line in quite some time.
It's great, Jones.
Is it? Is it friendly? Is it friendlier than it used to be?
It's really, really good, yeah.
It used to be all good stuff at 37937, and you can tweet at us as well. I should know everybody's Twitter handle. I'm now at Jones, W-E-E-I. Which is going to take some getting used to.
You did that again?
What? I'm sorry. What do you mean?
I mean, look, I hope you're invested for many years to come. I'm always surprised when people put the name in their handle.
That was easy enough to switch. Wasn't that difficult.
He didn't have a blue check mark to lose. That's
it. You don't have to worry about the check mark.
If they gave me a check mark, I would reject it on the spot.
Right.
I don't think you can. It just shows up one day.
I would never take it.
You open up your app and it's like, congrats, you're blue check marked.
Wouldn't want it. Would reject it. Would want no part of it. But how do they get in touch with you on social media there, Megan?
At Megan_Ottolini.
And Arcant?
At Christian Arcant.
Oh, so that hasn't changed.
Easy one.
All right, that is easy. Anyway, that's how you get in touch. I do want to get to a few takeaways Patriots related from these championship games, and that would include Jalen Hurts going to a Super Bowl, exposing Bill Belichick, and a blind spot that he has at evaluating quarterbacks. We'll do that right after Christian Arcand does trending.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One more knee will do it. The Philadelphia Eagles are going back to the Super Bowl. And so for the fourth time in their franchise history, it's been 5 years since the last Super Bowl appearance when they won over New England, Super Bowl 52, and now they're back.
This is your team?
You know what I appreciate about the Eagles? Because I grew up, like I said, a Washington fan. Had to turn that card in the last couple years. It's been pretty brutal with Dan Snyder. They have the song. More teams should have real songs. Like a dorky old school song.
The Patriots did have one, but it was not great.
The old Washington team had a song that you can't sing anymore because it was Hail to the Hmm-hmm.
Right.
And you can't say that now. I mean, you couldn't say that then, to be honest, but it was the name.
Hail to the Hoo-Hoo. Yeah, Hail you can't be saying that. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and now you can't say Hail to the Commanders. But I think every team should have a marching band and a really dorky song that everyone has to embrace.
I just like that Patriots fans are in a bit of a pickle here. You either got to pull for Philly fans and that team and that city, or you got to root for the Chiefs, who are slowly morphing into you. Mini dynasty and a team that, you know, now gets all the calls and now has the hate nationally that you used to get. By the way, the first hour of Jones and Mego with Arcan is brought to you by Arbella Insurance, here for good. And we'll get to all your phone calls here coming up, 617-779-7937.
What was the Patriots' corny old song? Was it the Patriots and We or
Pats
something like that?
The Pats are coming. Which, yikes.
Wait, hold on. What was this song?
It was called, I think
it
that's
was called
what,
The Pats Are Coming?
I believe that is what
do
it was
remember,
called.
Do you remember New England, the Patriots
those
and
were
we?
At least the lyrics. I don't know about the song. Patriots and We, wasn't that like one of their Super Bowl songs?
It was something like that. Yeah, maybe when they played.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like when they make a Super Bowl song. Yeah, that was like Patriots
and we. I think that was from the 80s.
Yeah, that was like their response to the Super Bowl shuffle, maybe.
I want
to
go on record. I'm not in on that. If you write a song for being in the Super Bowl, that's really lame.
And the Packs are coming.
Gross. Offensive. That's why they retired this much, much before the Washington
Deion
football
Sanders
team.
Deion Sanders' favorite song.
Yeah, that was...
Come on, I haven't even done the pajamagram read yet.
I mean, Yuck City on that song. That's why they got rid of that.
I think the Chiefs have the best rally song so far.
Chiefs Kingdom, Arrowhead Pride, let's go.
Who sings this?
Who cares?
Pat Mahomes' wife.
I was just going to say Brittany Mahomes. Who sings this?
Brittany Lynn.
Evanescence.
It could be Evanescence. Could be anything like that. So I do think the biggest Patriots takeaway from the weekend, and again, you guys are all encouraged to weigh in on this. I think the biggest Patriots-related takeaway, beyond like the fans, but how it relates to the team, is that Jalen Hurts, I think, exposes Bill Belichick in a bunch of different ways when it comes to him evaluating quarterbacks or an inability to evaluate quarterbacks in today's present day and age. And I've illustrated this many times in the past. I'm happy to do it again. Bill's got a type when it comes to quarterbacks. He likes a pocket quarterback. He likes an accurate quarterback. He doesn't want a guy who improvises or goes off script or is mobile in any way. Although I feel like that's very inconsistent for Bill, because anytime they go against a mobile quarterback, they completely change the way they play defensively because they add a threat with their legs. But Bill wants a system guy who comes in and executes his system, so that way, you know, Bill can be the star of the show or whatever. For whatever reason, whatever the motivation is, he doesn't want a quarterback that operates outside of his system. And so I think Hurts exposes him a couple different ways. Number one, he's just a mobile quarterback that Bill has traditionally, not always, I mean, he's brought in some mobile QBs, but traditionally is shied away from. And specifically, and Arcan can speak to this, you know, I thought that year when they let Brady go, the 2020 draft coming out of the 2019 season, you look back at it, it was such a mistake to try to hand it off to Jarrett Stidham, panic and pivot to Cam Newton, not have a plan at quarterback. They didn't draft a guy that year. And Jalen Hurts was sitting there in the second round when the Patriots had multiple picks. And instead they went with Duggar and Uche. Fine. They're both fine. I think Patriots fans way overrate Duggar. I think Uche had like a Tully Bantakane, Mark Anderson kind of season where he came in and fell on some quarterbacks. How much of a difference maker is he? We can debate. But they had two second rounders that year. Hurts was a second rounder. You weren't going to get Burrow at one. You weren't going to get Tua or Herbert, barring a big move up the board, which Bill doesn't do. They should have been in on Jalen Hurts. That's their kind of guy. They've taken quarterbacks in the second round before. I mean, hell, now with Mac, they've taken a quarterback in the first round. But at that time, the second round is where they would start taking guys. I think you look at it and go, Jalen Hurts is in a Super Bowl, and he does all these things that Bill Belichick is afraid to do with a quarterback, whether it's with his legs or, you know, being a guy who operates outside the script, and he was there for the taking. I think him being here exposes the blind spot that Bill has had. And I'm sorry, Mac Jones is no Jalen Hurts. I question if Mac Jones is a starter in the NFL. And so, and I think Bill, based on some of his commentary, questions the exact same thing. So I think that's my biggest takeaway. Hurts is there, and you could have had him. And I think Bill shies away from that type of quarterback, and specifically Jalen Hurts in 2020.
See, I don't disagree with you, and I would actually take it a step further, because you're kind of talking about Bill as the GM, and I wonder, as a coach, at this point, and I've said this a couple of times already, but this is a great illustration of it, is he at a point in his career where he's actually interested in developing a young quarterback? In actually going along for that ride? Because you look at what happened with Jalen Hurts, and until Nick Sirianni got there, he had a different system and a different offensive coordinator every year of his career, going back to his senior year of high school. He was in a different system with a different coordinator every year at Alabama and then Oklahoma. And then when he got to the Eagles, and this was the first year in 2022 when he had the same system that he had learned the year before, and he could carry over and progress more in that and have the same coach, offensive coordinator around them, the same basic structure. And I just look at what Bill did over the last year, where, okay, Josh McDaniels was going to go be a head coach, but not only did he not appoint an offensive coordinator who had any experience or a quarterback's coach with any experience, but he decided to upend the entire offensive system that Mac had spent his whole rookie year in.
It was regrettable.
And I think it's really interesting. I mean, your hero, your god, Andy Reid, and also yours because he draws mustaches
Arcan
in commercials,
that, yeah.
Arcan.
Yeah, I do like that.
So he always has this sentiment that it takes 3 years for a quarterback to become comfortable and confident in a system. In year one, they can understand the basics of it and operate in it. In year two, they can kind of question it and make some of their own calls and go deeper. In year three, they're like a pro at it. And now you're taking Mac Jones into year three and possibly his third offensive system. You can be optimistic and say, well, with Bill O'Brien coming back and he's going to be quarterbacks and offensive coordinator, he'll go back to more of the Alabama stuff and he'll go back to more of the Patriots system that they ran in some shape or form for 23 years. But we don't really know that yet. I mean, maybe this is a course correction for Bill, but the fact that he either had the poor judgment or just the sheer balls to say, not only am I changing everything on the coaching staff around this kid, or maybe he just thinks Mac Jones is so brilliant that he could overcome all of that.
Or,
but it's so much, you're just building him up for failure. And I'm not trying to exchange Mac. I'm not trying to just, you know, apologize for Mac but and excuse it. But you look at what Jalen Hurts went through, and it's like, what's the difference this year? What's the difference for him? It's not something like a Josh Allen situation where it's like, oh, well, it took 4 years to break this wild stallion. And look at him now. And by the way, he might have regressed a little bit back into who he was before. I just look at those two things and I wonder, does Bill have the metabolism for it? Does he even want to do it?
Bill just thinks he can make up the difference because he believes in himself. And,
yeah,
you know,
that's right.
Yeah, I know that's right. I know that's how you feel. And what he still doesn't realize, and a lot of Patriots fans don't realize, is it was never really all that much about Bill. You know, I'm not saying Bill sucked, but it was never really all that much about Bill. It was about Tom Brady. And when Bill realizes that, maybe he'll stop taking risks with the Matt Patricias and Joe Judges of the world. Maybe he's starting to realize it, and that's part of the reason why Bill O'Brien is here.
But it wasn't even a miss. Like, you look at I spent a lot of time this morning thinking about this because you brought up the Jalen Hurts point, and it just is such mismanagement that it worked with Jalen Hurts when Nick Sirianni went in there and was like, this kid, his head is full of all these different systems. He's totally lost out there. Like, of course, he has a different skill set than Mac Jones, and he can run, and he's mobile, and all these things outside the pocket that Mac is never going to be.
That works in 2023, yeah.
But it also makes you wonder if Bill even understands at this point what makes Mac great. Like, if you think he can be great.
But
I know, you're giving me a side
look. I was just going to say,
okay,
are we sure Mac is great?
We'll say what his upside is.
Hey.
Or did Bill just think he's so smart, he'll be able to overcome all of this? Because it just doesn't add up. And that's where, to me, I look at it and I go, does Bill even want to do this?
I think you guys are both shortchanging how good Mac's rookie season was. Because Jalen Hurts, it took him 3 years to have this year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he threw for less yards than Mac did his rookie. I know he missed a couple games, but less yards and the same amount of touchdowns. Mac Jones, in his rookie season,
I understand,
had a similar season to Jalen Hurts' breakout season.
But you realize the main, I mean, Hurts, I think, is a good throwing quarterback.
From a passing perspective. Right. I know he has all the rushing touchdowns and everything. I'm just saying.
But he adds a whole other dynamic that the defense has to account for that Mac adds none of.
Right, but Mac's starting as a passer. He's starting from there. And I think we all agree that Hurts had a very good year passing this year, right? I mean,
sure.
with the weapons around him and everything else. With less weapons, Mac was able to, not the exact same numbers, he threw a lot more interceptions, but definitely similar enough that you think he'd be able to build off of that. Instead, I think they may have set the entire offense and his career back, you
maybe
know, 5 years.
In fairness, I mean, the Patriots went out and spent a crap load in free agency last year, and this is the first year that Jalen Hurts had somebody like A.J. Brown. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with Jones, Mego, and Arcan. Don't forget, you can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Save W-E-E-I as your favorite and listen wherever you go. Not just to us. You know, you can listen to Gresham Fourier. You can listen to Greg in the morning. You can listen to Keith at night. But make sure you do that. Let's go to David in the car. Get us started here today, David, on the referees. What's up, David?
Hey, guys. So, good afternoon. Thank you for taking the call. Welcome to the show, Jones. This weekend, I didn't bet, and I'm glad I didn't. The only thing I want to say about the game, the AFC game, I didn't realize I was allowed to have extra players on the field as the Chiefs did by having the referees on their side. I mean, let's face it. The Bengals didn't play a great game the first half. They struggled, you know, a lot of sacks. the protection wasn't there. But when you look at the calls, the way they were going in favor of the Chiefs, especially at the end of the game, I mean, ultimately that stupid penalty at the end, what's his name, by hitting Mahomes outside of the, you know, when he was already out of bounds, that was just totally stupidity that should not have happened. But before that, how can you not know that the clock is wrong?
Yeah, and so David, look, all of the calls went the Chiefs' way. Like, I won't disagree with that. The Bengals ended up getting a stop on that drive. People act like the refs extended that drive for Kansas City and Kansas City went and got the go-ahead touchdown. Like, the Bengals still stopped the Chiefs on that drive when all the craziness was stopping the clock and the play happening and rerunning the play and Zach Taylor losing his mind. The Chiefs punted on that drive. So, I mean, I know it's fun to say, and fans were mocking people for crying about the refs over the weekend, if I remember correctly, in the LeBron game. If I remember, fans around here mocked people for crying about refs and mocked LeBron for crying about refs. Oh, what a baby. Anthony Davis, what a baby. I thought we were mocking the refs on Saturday, but it turns out yesterday now it's okay to cry about the refs, and it's the refs' fault, and that's why the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl.
This might sound very stupid. It probably does. But
it's never a great way to start, but go
whatever.
For it.
Yeah. So the excuse after the fact was it was so loud in there, right? The mm-hmm. refs were essentially like they couldn't hear anything.
Yes.
The issue with the clocks has been years now. Even you saw it even in with the Patriots in the punt tackle, whatever, earlier in the season. It was like, oh, because they snapped it early because they didn't realize the clock was a reset. They actually had to reset the clock, so the timing of everything was off. And I don't understand how this point, with the technology that we have, that there is this much disparity between the clock and what is supposed to be happening on the field.
That's
it happens
stupid.
All the time. And I'm like, this is a basic thing. It's a freaking clock. Like, you can't make up for... You didn't know that it was going to be loud in the stadium?
Well, and,
I don't understand that.
And to me, the worst call all day yesterday was that Devontae Smith catch down the field, where Shanahan could have challenged it, but the booth should have intervened. They could have had one of these expedited replays and stopped it on the field, and they didn't. Like, to me, that was the worst call of the day. Do people think it shouldn't have been a personal foul on Mahomes? Of course it should have been a personal foul. He hit him out of bounds. It sucks that that's the way the game ended, and that's how the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. I agree with that. I hate that it was decided by a penalty, but who thought they shouldn't throw a flag there? Of course you throw a flag there.
I know. There are some people making an argument that Burrow, he gets roughed up so much and he doesn't get the same call. The people making that argument are people who wanted the Bengals to win or had money on the game.
Again,
you can make the argument any which way. Doesn't mean that that penalty didn't happen.
The Patriots used to get these calls all the time and you didn't have a problem with it. Now the Chiefs are you and you don't like it so much. It's interesting. Let's go to Chris in Boston. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, guys. So the real Pats fans understand what happened yesterday, and they look at Bengals fans and say, hey, that happened to the Chiefs too. So we're going to go back in time real quick. 2019, right? The talk around here was how long the Brady and Bill Belichick going to be together. And during that whole entire season, the NFL watched as Mahomes grew into his own, and it was like a passing of the torch, essentially, like what happens in any sport, right? You got someone or a team or a player that's running it for a long time, and here comes this young buck, and eventually he throws him. That's what happened in 2019. People forget there was 47 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Brady threw a pick. Refs threw off the flag, bailed out Brady because D Ford was out offside.
Does he have his timing right? I don't know if he has his timing right, but whatever. D Ford was offside. But
right.
Yes, bang, bang, ticky-tack call went in favor of the Patriots then. And now the Chiefs are getting those calls. And I guess fans want to cry about it both ways.
That's what I'm wrong about sides. Was I?
Oh, you know, you were. I mean, you were offside. It wasn't a bad call. It's just, you know, it was close. It was bang, bang. It was ticky-tack. And it overturned, you know, what would have been a game-deciding
pick. At the same rate, though, do you feel like the wrong teams are going to the Super Bowl?
No. I think these are the teams that should be there on paper. These are the teams that should be there. And I felt like the Chiefs played a better game yesterday. Don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the Eagles did. I think the Chiefs did, too. So these are the teams that deserve to be there.
The entire first half. I mean, look, I know that they're missing three offensive linemen, but it didn't seem to matter the week before when they were missing two for Burrow. And so Burrow's on his butt, like, the entire first half. I felt bad for him, but I was also like, it kind of looks like the Chiefs are the ones who prepared for this game, and the Bengals just showed up.
I was really hoping to see Josh Johnson play in the Super Bowl. I thought that would have been a real thrill for everyone, seeing that quarterback
play. Well, could have had Jimmy G's return.
Yeah. I thought that was supposed to be his return. Yesterday was supposed
Did
to be his
return. Did you see the screenshots of him that were out there?
He was having the time of his life.
Grinning his face off, like that million-dollar smile.
The only happy player on the 49ers sideline. was Jimmy Garoppolo, the only happy player in a 49ers uniform. I agree. I thought he was supposed to be back yesterday, wasn't he? When I said Bill Belichick has a type, boy, his type doesn't seem to be Jalen Hurts playing through an injury or Patrick Mahomes not missing any time through a high ankle sprain. That doesn't seem to be the type of quarterback that Bill Belichick
likes.
But his
spouse for 20 years was the most durable guy aside from the ACL season.
True. And maybe that just soured him on it. Maybe he thought everybody could do it because Brady did it.
I do think that's part of it.
It turns out that's a special quality. Bill's been ignoring it with Mac Jones and, yes, his handpicked successor to Brady, Jimmy Garoppolo, who we have to talk about. Why wasn't he in that game yesterday? How come he wasn't out there? We'll get to that coming up with all your phone calls next.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
From the pocket. On the run to the end zone. It's caught on his back. Valdez Scantling.
To win big time games, someone's got to do something special. What Mahomes just did right there, he knew he had to take it. I think he relished the fact that they doubted him this week. I think as a competitor, he's right there with anyone. I can remember in 1992 when Michael Jordan played in the NBA Finals and they said Drexler was possibly as good as Jordan. He wanted that matchup, and I think Patrick Mahomes looked forward to this, and he wants to show everyone, even with a hurt ankle, I'm not going away that easy.
I'm happy it's now a universal opinion that Romo sucks. I'm happy that's now something everybody agrees with. That used to be a hot take. Like, oh, look at him drawing on the screen and predicting plays that don't even come true. That used to be a hot take to be like, Romo sucks. It just turns out I was right. And that is now a uniform opinion.
Ooh, that looks like it might have been known for it, but it also looks like a fumble.
I'm just going to contradict myself and cover all my bases. And, like, it's the worst. It's so annoying. And he never shuts up. And he's cut you. Nance hates him. Nance, like, handpicked him. And Nance hates him. He gets so frustrated with it, where he just skips right over him sometimes. Have you noticed this, Mego? He'll just skip over him sometimes and bring in, like, Gene's territory. He's like, I don't even want to hear from you, Romo. Gene? Anybody? Anybody else have any other thoughts other than Romo?
It's a perfectly thrown ball, but it's a little wide.
Romo just looks like he got dropped in the booth with no preparation, and he has to say things on the fly as they're happening without even, like, a roster in front of him.
Yeah, that's like me today, by the way. Like, that's fine today.
It's your first day.
No, that's
your
okay.
First day here.
That's okay on talk radio. You're allowed to do that on talk radio. That's fine. Maybe be a little more prepared. There was one point last night in the game where he said, yeah, I think it's a hold on 67. Which, like, I don't know 67.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know, Jim. And, you know, oh, it's 67. It's like, it is the AFC Championship game. You should probably know the starting linemen, I feel like.
His references are also so weird. Like that Jordan reference, I'm like, did you just watch a YouTube video where someone said that before you went into the game?
Because clearly someone told it to him.
I was very young then. Was that accurate? Were people saying that?
Arkans?
That Clyde Drexler was as good as Michael. No one said that. No,
right?
Definitely not.
I'm pretty sure in 92, everyone was like, nobody is close to Jordan.
I could see 1991 Jones trying to get that take going. I could see that. I could be like, Jordan.
1992, when Michael Jordan played in the NBA Finals and they said Drexler was possibly as good as Jordan.
If you're going to say
and
that.
And I forget where I was going with this, but yeah.
1991 Jones would have been like, Jordan, overrated.
If you're going to put that out there, you need to attribute it, because I don't believe that it happened. And on the other side, like, he just makes things up that don't make any sense. Yesterday was, that's why they call him Cool Joe. It's Game Day Joe. I'm like, who is they? What are these nicknames? I've never heard these before. Tony Romo said them. Are you talking about Joe Cool? Joe, Game Day Joe.
I'm just happy we all agree on that now.
Oh, this is gonna be
really close.
He just doesn't try anymore. He doesn't try at all. It sounds like there's zero preparation. As the game goes on, he gets squirrelier and it gets stranger.
Yeah.
And it just goes completely off the rails.
Romo, you're in the wrong business. If you want to do no prep, talk radio. And you want to fly by the seat of your pants. Talk radio. You got to prep for that booth, unfortunately. The first hour, Jones and Mega with Arcan, is brought to you by Arbella Insurance. Here for good.
You got this one, Jim.
I think Belichick having a type now is starting to be a problem at quarterback, not just, as I illustrated earlier, you know, lack of a mobile quarterback, pocket passer, accurate guy who can't make plays off script, you know, Mac Jones. I also think when it comes to the quarterback soldiering it out, I don't think Hurts is 100%. I don't. And he's in the Super Bowl. We know Mahomes isn't 100%, right? And he might be playing it up a little bit. If you want to make a Jordan analogy, like Jordan flu game, if you want to make an analogy, Romo with Michael Jordan, that might have been the one I went with. If you think Mahomes is embellishing his injury a little bit, fine. I could see that. You think that's crazy?
I don't know if it's Mahomes doing it, but you don't play on a high ankle sprain like that. I'm sitting there and I'm talking to my dad because he's talking to me about Patrick Mahomes, and he's like, what did they shoot in that ankle?
He didn't get a shot? Like,
oh, yeah. That's what they tell you.
Oh, so
I mean,
you think
you
did.
I'm not trying to be conspiracy theorist, but if you have a high ankle sprain, and I know where you're going with this.
Where?
Like, I know there's a
where?
Famous
Me?
Photo. There's a famous photo from the tunnel at Gillette that makes this look extra bad for Mac Jones. They are either fudging the injury report, because we've never seen the walking boot in any of the media availabilities last week at practice. And you just don't treat a high ankle sprain that way. Either that, or they are shooting him with horse drugs
or
in the ankle.
Some guys are just tougher than others.
No.
Yes.
That's not real.
That is
you
real.
You can't. Okay.
That
so
is
he's
real.
Out there. I understand.
Tom Brady never missed games.
They have
do you think
his leg
every quarterback would have played those games?
That not to the point of a high ankle sprain.
He played in a high ankle sprain.
He played with
in the Super Bowl.
He played with separated shoulders. He sliced his hand open. He played.
They had so much tape on that leg. I do believe he wasn't feeling anything below the kneecap. Like, I think his whole leg was just became one thing.
Brady
a big block of wood.
Brady will take the shot. Maybe Mahomes is afraid to take the shot. I have no idea.
Something here is a lie. It's either the injury report or it's the shots. They can't have it both ways. And somebody needs to be the whistleblower on this situation, because it's not good journalism. And the fine people of Kansas City deserve better.
I just think it's interesting that Bill's old guy, Jimmy Garoppolo, is standing there smiling on the side, like enjoying watching his teammates
sick, right?
Getting their asses whooped in the NFC Championship game.
Like
Garoppolo
was eating grin, just
on
the sideline.
Just having a great time. You know, all he is anyway is a handsome face and a head of hair. That's all he is anyway. So he's just doing what he's good at, just standing there and smiling
like
for the camera.
Not impressive.
No, it is.
Face.
I mean, he's a handsome guy. There's no doubt about it. But he's just standing there smiling while all his teammates are, you know, feeling like they're getting a Super Bowl appearance ripped away from them, which he did to them the last time they were all in the Super Bowl when he crapped his pants. But so that's Bill's old guy, who I thought was supposed to be back and active for that game. Why is he on the side? Shouldn't he have gone into the game yesterday?
They said at the beginning of the week it was going to be Purdy.
I understand that.
The days before, they said it could be Jimmy. He didn't play all season.
It had been circled for a long time that the NFC Championship game could be when he comes back. And that guy with a timetable for return doesn't deserve the benefit of the doubt.
Got to ride the hot hand.
He's always on the late side of the timetable for a return. Kind of like the guy now in New England. Mac Jones took a while to come back last year. Patrick Mahomes didn't miss any time. And I do think that's one of the takeaways of this weekend. Mahomes is gutting it out for his team, just like he gutted it out a few years ago when the Chiefs won it all. I mean, that's how I feel about it. I wonder if Mac will do it. I wondered if Garoppolo would do it. There's a lot of quarterbacks I wonder that about. Mac's one of them. Have to wonder it about Mahomes.
At the time, I feel like people thought that Mac was coming back the shortest amount of time he possibly could without the tightrope surgery.
He practiced
Remember
that
everything
week.
About the tightrope surgery? Okay, he was a scarecrow that week. They trotted him out and propped him up for the reporters, they were like, take him away, take him back down.
There was talk that week that he's practicing, could he play? You guys must have talked about that.
Of course.
Yes. Okay.
And he was out there.
Yeah, he was.
In the sense of he didn't move once. He just threw the ball with his feet basically planted into the ground.
Yeah.
That's not practicing.
You got a soldier through the pain?
That's standing there.
Arcand?
Well, when he came back, he looked so good that I think that they really should have rushed them faster than that.
That's true.
I mean, listen, it's his not his rookie year, but close enough that you suffer an injury like that, you don't want to mess the guy up long term. And I don't think that it was in any real danger of that, but when he came back, he clearly wasn't right, and, you know, it never really got much better afterwards. And that was a combination of things, but I don't think the injury helped him at all.
Can we, Ryan, and I should have set this up quicker, but can we just hear how Bill feels about his current quarterback? I just want a reminder again, because I missed this. This is one of the things that I was sitting on my couch watching Netflix instead of, you know, working. And one of the things that I was really kicking myself for not working during was this year-end wrap-up from Bill Belichick when he said what again about his quarterback?
You know, Mac has the ability to, you know, to play quarterback in this league. And, you know, we have to all work together to try to, you know, find the best and most, you know, best way to, as a football team, which obviously the quarterback's an important position, to be more productive than we were this year.
Sounds sold. I can't imagine.
I feel like it's progress, though, now that he's saying the quarterback is the important position.
Well,
or
fair.
An important position,
he's at least,
I should say. An important position.
He's recognizing
because
that position matters.
Here's my other takeaway. And I said this, I think, last week after the Niners won, where I was concerned because Bill has taken the wrong lesson from what Kyle Shanahan does before, where he's like, hey, that's a cool. Your dad invented that offense. I like that. That's a cool way to run offense. I like that. Instead of getting any of the coaches who understand how to install and coach that offense, I'm just going to do it with my friends. And then you see what Kyle Shanahan goes through with these various quarterbacks. Sorry, none of them are like so spectacular. And I'm sure Bill's looking at that going, I could do that. I could do that with Mac. I could make that look really good. And then you see where he gets himself in a pickle and he's stuck with the rotation that he had yesterday. And you can get to whether or not you think there should be a third quarterback dressed the way that there used to be prior to 2011. But I'm just glad that hopefully Bill looked at that and was like, quarterback is important. Look at Patrick.
No,
Mahomes.
And I hope he realizes that maybe you don't just need a pocket passer in today's day and age. The biggest play in the AFC title game was a mobile quarterback picking up a first down, and then on top of it, getting an extra 15 yards. You can get in touch with Jones, Mego, and Arcan, 617-779-7937.
Yeah, I have fun with that.
That's how you get in touch, Bill. You can also text 37937, and you can watch the show anytime via our live streams on Twitch or on YouTube. You can find WEEI at twitch.tv and join the conversation in the chats there, which I expect are very lively. Also, if you missed anything, you could check out our WEEI YouTube channel and catch up on our exclusive interviews and top moments from each and every show. We'll get to your feedback here coming up. I keep promising that we'll do that. I promise we'll get to it. And how far away are the Patriots from being a Cincinnati Bengals or a Kansas City Chiefs, Philadelphia? How far are they away from being one of these top teams in the NFL? We'll get to that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.